This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. There's a lot of you with clay soil. I'm included in this group. I talked just last week about the good parts of clay soil, but today it's about plants that enjoy it. One of my favorites is aster. The fall-blooming, pollinator-attracting native handles clay while delivering plenty of small, daisy-like flowers till frost. See mine on GardenBite.com. And they're hardy to Zone 3. Rudbeckia herta, also known as black-eyed Susans, are another Zone 3 fall-blooming plant. There are a lot of cultivars. Be sure to check the zone tolerance on the plant tag. Some are only hardy to Zone 5. I have more information on GardenBite.com and pictures, too. Blazing Star and Butterfly Weed are also natives and hardy to Zone 3. They are pollinator attractors, too. Canadian Wild Rye Grass is pretty cool-looking. It's a clump-forming, cool-season grass with a gentle arching habit. It's easy to grow from seed and can adapt to a variety of soils and conditions. The plant is even tolerant of drought and air pollution. Canada Wild Rye is also known to be virtually disease-free, and it's not bothered by bugs. If you need to plant something that's going to establish across a large space quickly, it's a good choice. Purple coneflowers and daylilies also tolerate clay. Sea holly is a plant that fascinates me. A low-maintenance perennial with striking purple-blue flowers that look like small glowing thistles. See all of these on my website and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.